From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from the Word of God preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his fourth message in a series based on Psalm 138. The text is verse 3. In the day when I cried, Thou answeredst me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. In introducing this message, called Timely Answers to Urgent Prayers, Dr. Cairns first takes time to demonstrate that God's people often find themselves in great difficulty. This was David's frequent experience, and his ability to pray was based on a vital relationship with God. He had a constant awareness of God's presence. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, this should be normal for all of God's people. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Gracious Dealing. The text is Deuteronomy 15, verse 18, And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou doest. An Israelitish master was to give his bondservant liberty in due time, and when he left his service, he was to start him in life with a liberal portion. This was to be done heartily and cheerfully, and then the Lord promised to bless the generous act. The spirit of this precept, and indeed the whole law of Christ, binds us to treat work people well. We ought to remember how the Lord has dealt with us, and that this renders it absolutely needful that we should deal graciously with others. It becomes those to be generous who are the children of a gracious God. How can we expect our great master to bless us in our business if we oppress those who serve us? What a benediction is here set before the liberal mind. To be blessed in all that we do is to be blessed indeed. The Lord will send us this partly in prosperity, partly in content of mind, and partly in a sense of His favor, which is the best of all blessings. He can make us feel that we are under His special care and are surrounded by His peculiar love. This makes this earthly life a joyous prelude to the life to come. God's blessing is more than a fortune. It maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow therewith.
They're more than the stars in the heavens.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Let's read a few verses in Hebrews as we continue the brief series of messages in Psalm 138, just isolated, somewhat at least, isolated truths and themes of Psalm 138. But we're reading in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, the end of the chapter, and then chapter 4, 14 to 16. The intervening section is parenthetical, so we're actually continuing with Paul's main argument here. Hebrews 2, 14. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Now chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. This morning we come to the third verse of Psalm 138. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. There's been a lot of speculation among the learned about the events that lie behind the writing of this psalm. As I said last Lord's Day, there's a plausible theory that in verse 2, David had in mind the glorious messianic promise of 2 Samuel chapter 7, that when he said, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name, he was referring specifically to the word of the great promise of a Messiah, a king who would come from his loins. However, even that is open to question. What is certain, however, is that in our text this morning, David is referring to some deep distress or some terrible affliction, or perhaps a series of distresses and affliction into which he fell and in which he felt his own utter and absolute weakness, so that all he could do was cry unto the Lord for help. And he did cry, and thank God he did receive the help that he cried for. That, quite simply, is the message of the text. Now, when you read the life of David, you must come to see very quickly that here was a man who, from his very youngest days, was called upon the providence of God to face some very deep and sore troubles. We're not sure, as I say, exactly to which one or to which ones he was specifically referring in the text, or if indeed he was simply referring generally to his experience through life. It's of little importance. What matters is this simple fact, that when he cried, right there, in the midst of his affliction, in the day when he cried, the Lord heard him, And the Lord strengthened him with strength in his soul. That was his testimony. I believe that there are very few more encouraging themes in all of Scripture than the theme that we find here in this text. David experienced what I call timely answers to urgent prayers. And so may we, and indeed so ought we. I want us to deal with the text in a very, very simple and straightforward way. And I'm going to say some things that you may say, well, they're so obvious, why say them? I have learned a long time ago that the most neglected things in Scripture are the most obvious. And the things that we forget in our daily grind as we struggle with the world and the flesh and the devil are the very things that somebody from the outside would say are the most obvious. As I look at this text, I first of all have to make the point that this was not an isolated experience for David. Whether he was referring to some specific time or not, this is something that was not isolated to one time. It was not an experience that he had as a one-off experience. This was something that David experienced throughout his life. And it was his testimony day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. Back in Psalm 18, verse 6, he says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears." That's a very general expression of the experience David had throughout his life. We were reading this morning in Psalm 36. In verse 4, he said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." In verse 6, he says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." So this was not a one-off experience. But let me say something else that should be obvious. This experience was of getting God's answer when you need it. This experience of being able to send up a prayer in a timely fashion in the time of trouble and having God reply. Not only was it not a one-off experience for David, but it was not even unique to David, nor was it limited to any small body of an elite among the believers. Look again at Psalm 34. We have looked at verse 4 and verse 6, sandwiched between them in the fifth verse. There is David's testimony, not only now to himself, but concerning the general experience of God's people. And he says, "They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." What is he saying? He is saying, "Brethren, what I experienced, you may experience. What I have come to know should be and is true of every believer. This is not something elitist. This is something for the body of Christ." In the 77th Psalm, we read the testimony of a man who was of a very different temperament than David. The Psalm written by Asaph, or one of the Psalms written by Asaph. I have to confess that for many years, when I was praying through the Psalms, and I've said to you many a time that I like to start the day with a psalm and just pray through it and praise the Lord and worship the Lord for everything that it brings to my attention. And I well remember I would dread coming to the Psalms of Asaph. A more depressed character is hard to imagine. This is a man who seemed to be plowing deep all the time. He was, I think, one of nature's depressives. And I'm glad that God has put him in the Scripture, because we are all called at times to travel that way. If there was a black way of looking at a thing, I think that Asaph looked at it in that way. And the 77th Psalm describes how he came to a time in his life when he was even crying, "Has God forgotten to be gracious?" But even Asaph, we find, had the same testimony as David. You see, this doesn't depend on personality. Doesn't depend on the kind of temperament that you have. Listen, Psalm 77, 1 and 2. "I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me." When did it happen? The next verse says, "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord." What is he saying? He's saying exactly the same as David does in our text. "In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul." Isaiah gives us in one of the most famous prayer promises in all the Bible. He gives us the promise of God to all believers. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." That's God's promise. You can run and not be weary and walk and not faint, because in the day when you cry, God will answer and strengthen you with strength in your soul. So as Christians, we're all meant to live in the experience of this text. This is the Christian norm. This is the scriptural norm. You'll notice, and I'm not even going to develop these things, but I want you to notice that this means it's describing a life that's lived in the awareness of the presence of God. I'm biting my tongue now. I said I'm not going to develop these things. But that's one of the most important things in all the Bible regarding the Christian life. Living in a constant awareness of the presence of God. A missionary to what were Iron Curtain countries, who used to do a work smuggling Bibles in and going and meeting with the Christians during the darkest days of communism in Eastern Europe, wrote a book and preached often on this very thing of the presence of God in the life. And he even went to preach upon cultivating the presence of God. That sounds a strange thing, as if it's something we could work up. That's not what he meant. He's talking about living in such an awareness of God's presence that it's something we treasure, something we seek, something we so enjoy, that we will weed out those things from our lives that grieve the Holy Spirit, that drive away the sweet dove of heaven, and that take from our hearts the enjoyment of God's presence. Cultivate God's presence. What does it mean? It means, by the grace of God, with your Bible open, get on your knees and understand the promises and let God's presence and joy fill your heart and take away those things. However the flesh may enjoy them, however the carnal mind may desire them, take away those things. It would shut you out in the cold from God's presence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.